Yeshiva Bacher once came to visit the Chazon Ish, and he was learning the Sugya in Kedushin about Kibbutz Av. So they discussed the Gemara, and in passing he mentioned the Gemara in Taf Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ashrei Misha Leichaman. In other words, it's such a hard mitzvah. It's almost like you're better off without a parent. So as he quoted the Gemara, the Chazon Ish stopped him and corrected him and said, Ashrei Misha Chaman. You're making a mistake. Lucky is the person that has a parent and that is able to mekayim kibud avim. And the Bacher was very surprised. He seemed to remember the Gemara's lashon is Ashrei Misha Leichaman, that it's almost like you're better off without parents. But the Chazon Ish was emphatic, Ashrei Misha Chaman. And that Bacher, now with Talmud Chacham Muflag, always tells over how those words still ring in his ears. The Chazon Ish had kepaskin Ashrei Misha Chaman. Lucky is the person who has a parent and is able to mekayim kibud avim. This statement of the Chazon Ish, like everything else he said, is so much full of chachma. There's so much hadracha. There's so much halacha lemaisa. It's amazing how the Chazon Ish, in that simple statement, gave us a derech achayim. Now we know the importance of every mitzvah. There's no big mitzvahs, no small mitzvahs. We know Havi Yizoya Kiv Mitzvah Kala Kiv Chamura. And Chazal, in a number of places, Darshan, a Pasuk. But you know how to say this mitzvah is important, this mitzvah is more important, this is a big mitzvah. Chazal give a beautiful mashal, the Medrash in the beginning of Kiseite, the Tanchum in this Sedra in Ekev, the Yerushalmi both in Peah and in Kedushin in the beginning. And yet the same Chazal, after saying that we don't say big mitzvahs and small mitzvahs, the Chazal say mitzvah chamura shebachamurais zeh kibud avim. It certainly needs a hezba. We're not supposed to say what's a big mitzvah, and Chazal themselves say this is a big mitzvah. And the shaila, of course, is why? What makes kibud av not stam a mitzvah chamura, but chamura shebachamurais? And why is it important for us to know this if we're not supposed to say there are mitzvahs chamura shebachamurais? But the emes is the kash is deeper. Because if you look in the Yerushalmi, in Kedushin, Perigalaf alachazayin, and Peyer, right in the beginning, after saying that kibud av is the exceptional chamura shebachamurais, the Yerushalmi adds that Rav Avin said, it's not chamura shebachamurais, it's a prius baal chayv. You're repaying your parents for what they did for you. And that's what the Meshech Chochma Tak in this Sedra says. The Yerushalmi is this sheet to hold, it's a mitzvah kala. So it's perplexing. First the Yerushalmi says it's chamura shebachamurais, and then the Yerushalmi holds it's kal, it's a mitzvah kala. And the real Pella is the Yerushalmi continues, that Rabbi Levi said, it's Priyas Chayv, and it is a Chamura. So you learn the Yerushalmi, it's confusing. What is Kibud Av? Chamura Sheba Chamura, it's a Mitzvah Kala, it's Priyas Chayv. But I want to tell you, Kamagadoy L'Divrei Chazal, how Chazal had so much Chachma to describe this mitzvah so accurately. Because it's all true, Rabbi say. It's a mitzvah kala. It's chamura shebechamurais. And how important it is for us to understand this. How this Chazal is guiding us, teaching us how to approach this mitzvah yakara. But above all, I think, Chazal are telling us, Ashrei Misha Chaman. Glücklich is the person that has the opportunity to mekayim kibud av. I was once involved in a problem between parents and a child. I can't say it was a machlekes, it was a very erlich habacha, but it was a situation that he didn't realize what he was causing anguish to his parents. I told him, you know, imagine if someone knocks on your door, he's alone, he's poor, he has nothing, and he wants to stay by you. And here you are, you're overwhelmed by your own responsibilities, you have a family, taking another person, a new life, a new child. But you're a Baal Chesed, you take him in. And you provide him anything and everything for weeks, for months. And you show him the same love and devotion that you show your own children. Until one day, he disappears. He takes everything with him, and he leaves damage, he causes aggravation. So yes, this bacha, is it possible to imagine the feeling of that person? He did everything to this unknown person, he gave him everything, and all he's left with is agmas nefesh. Forget about a thank you, forget about a curse, a toif, but he's left with aggravation. And you could see the pain on this bacha's face. He was an erlich habacha. He was an understanding person. And then I said, how about if he didn't come to you for a few weeks? How about he came to you from day one? He was an abandoned newborn, and you took him in for years and years and years. And then he did this to you, this horrible avla. And it couldn't be masik. He couldn't understand, how could a person be such an achza? And then I said, think about it. Think about that maybe we are the nimshol. The chinuch and mitzvah lamed gimel describes the mitzvah of kibirov. Mishar she ha-mitzvah zu sheroi lai li-odem sheyakev v'yigim l'chesed l'misha osu imay toiva. And you know, I think this in itself is one reason why kibirov is chamura shebechamura. Because a person could live and hear a mussel and not realize how obvious he is the nimshol. Think about what parents do for children. It's not for a few months, it's not for a few years, but it's mamish from day one. And yet people don't realize this obvious fact. And the chinuch continues, don't be an ingrate. Yeah. We know it's kafui toiv. The pasuk in Azinu describes Klal Yisrael as the amnovel v'loy chacham, and the Rishonim, Rashi, the Sefonu, the Ramban say that was the worst accusation, that Klal Yisrael were kafui toiv. And Dr. Chinuch, the inyan of Kibarov is kafui toiv. And you think about what a parent is. You think about what a parent does, what a parent continues to do, and then you realize, Rabbi say, and then it's obvious that as bad as the marshal is, the nimshal is worse. And yet, what should I tell you? We hear too often parents complaining, he doesn't have time for us, he's not concerned about us, we're not part of his life. Because it's so poshut, it's so obvious, and yet the person doesn't realize that he is the nimshal of that horrible mussel. And that's why it's chamura shebechamura. Maybe it's because we get used to it. After all, what's a parent? And particularly in America, the country that out kumt mich, in America there's a new chiyuv, kaved es bincha ves bitecha. Father is the car service, and mother is the cook, and the waitress, and the laundry person. Gewalt, gewalt. This is a product of living in America that out kumt mich. And kum de toyag daisha, kum de chinuch und schreit, that kafui toiva. And I saw, in that incident, I felt the pain of Chamurah Shebechamurah. Because until I told him this simple muscle, he had no idea that he was the Nimshel. Can we ever do enough for parents? Is it ever possible to do enough for parents? I want to read you a letter that Rav Dessler Zichei Levracha wrote, printed in Chelik Hei, page 503. He writes to a person, and I quote, Hoyd Hadras Kvoid Adoni, my master, the one may tidi toivas netzach, who does to me endless favors forever. Ein oirech lehen vein dugmas, there's nobody like you, there's nothing like what you do to me. Apparently he helped that person, and the person refused to take it. So he writes, is there anybody in the world that I owe more than you? If I give you all the money in the world, is that enough to repay the debt that I owe you? And then he said, forget about the money and the time, the yomim mamish ozov v'chesev that you spent on me. And I was to ask you, who is he writing this letter to? The great Rav Dessler, the renowned Chacham and Tzaddik, who is he writing to that he's forever indebted to? I wonder how many here would know the right answer. He was writing to his father. He wasn't writing to someone who saved his life, helped him escape from a terrible gezeirah. He was writing to someone that gave him life. And is that a chiddush? Isn't that what the chinuch says? That's why the chi of Akaras HaTov is so overwhelming. Because parents are why you're here on this world. Rav Dessler understood how we're supposed to look at parents. Dvorim pshutim ad ma'oid. Dvorim pshutim ad ma'oid. That there's nobody in the world that a child owes to more than his parents. But pardon me for asking this, and you don't have to answer. How many people feel like this? How many people feel that they are mishubah to their parents endlessly? That's chamura shebechamurais. Maybe we get used to it, after all. How? Why? Why should I hear parents say, he's not part of my life, and even if he's busy learning? But how is it shaykh? Rabbi say, how is it shaykh? How is it shaykh to be that nimshel that pains a person just thinking about it? And how is the same person that's appalled by the mashal doesn't realize he's the nimshel until I read him a chinuch? That's why it's chamurah shebechamurah. Maybe we don't have enough seichel. Maybe we think that this is the way it has to be. But Chazal say, no, 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 that's not the way it has to be. The Sefer Chareidim, Perek Tezayin, when he describes Kibbutz, his lashon is, the Chayodim in Klal Samach Zayin Tidal use the same lashon. Do you know why? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. When someone knows what a parent is, that's the way it's supposed to be. The chinuch continues, and he teaches the mitzvah. The chinuch atayidu was a rishon that every ois and every koitz, the tag is Torah. And he writes the tzuras ha-mitzvah. He tightens up the mitzvah. The arkein be'emes royu loy la'odom lasais lahem kol kovayd v'chol tayela sheyuchal. The chiyuv is endless. The chiyuv is limitless. The chiyuv is almost indescribable. Whatever you could do, anything and everything. Ki heim hevi'u li'oylam v'gam yogu voy kama yegiyos. How could the chiyuv, the chinuch, make such a broad, all-encompassing, overwhelming chiyuv? You know what the answer is? Because the chinuch was a parent. and the chinuch knew what yegiyas, kama yegiyas yaga, a father and mother for the child. And then the chinuch had no problem writing that even kol kavod and kol tayeles sheyuchal is not enough. The Charedim writes how the chiv is ke'eved l'rabbi. Why did he write that? I'll tell you why. Because he was a parent. And maybe when he was a child, he wouldn't have written that. But when he was a parent, and he put in those endless yegiyas, the endless haravanya, and he knew what it means, being a parent, what goes into being a parent. He knew that what a person's every waking moment, he knew what Erev Vaikiv Atzeroyim of every parent is. Amaleinu Elu Habonim. He knew that a parent's whole life is children. It wasn't hard. It wasn't unreasonable. In fact, it wasn't enough. And that's why it's a mitzvah kala. Just like it's a mitzvah chamur, it's also a mitzvah kala. Because you have to think. You have to think what it is, what parents do for children. And then it's obvious. And then it's poshet. And then it's sichlius. I'm always in spoil. We talk about kibbutz. Some people are more into kibbutz. Chazal HaKadoshim speak about two experts, two people that were the personification of kibbutz. You all know the Gemara Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Ad Heichon Kibbutz. What is kibbutz? Who is an example of kibbutz? And Chazal say, a guy, Dama Ben Asina. In fact, the Yishalmi and Peya says, they asked, who is, what is, Arhechan Kibarav? So he answered, Liat Yishalmi, you asking me? L'chu Shalva Dama Ben Asina, ask Shalva Dama Ben Asina. He'll be the Rav, he'll pass you what Kibarav. You help Chazal? And who was the second Mustav Kibarav? It wasn't Dama Ben Asina. It wasn't Stam a guy. It was Esav HaRasha. Esav, the Mustav Rishis, and yet Chazal considered him the epitome of kibbutz aim. Isn't that mind-boggling? Those two people, a guy and an Esav HaRasha. But you know what the message of Rabbi Say is? You know what the Mustav Haskel of this is? Because Chazal told us kibbutz is a mitzvah kala. Even a guy, even an Esav HaRasha understands to the extent that he remains the very personification of kibbutz, on Torah, on Kedusha, on Hashemet of Kedusha. Esav remains for eternity the epitome of kibbutz. Isn't kibbutz a mitzvah kala? But you know what? It's so challenging. You know why it's also chamurah sheba chamurah at the same time? Because what are you thinking right now? Because you're not a parent, and it sounds good, but where's the reality? Kol kavod v'kol tayeles. Maybe I don't blame you. Because maybe until you're a parent, you can't relate to this. But that's the chamur sheba chamurah. How many times I tell you, how many times I hear from people, they look back and they have charata. Now I'm a parent, now I know what it means. What did I do to my parents? Gevalt, why did I do that? Why did I stel zechayim on this narishkeit? It wasn't worth it. I once heard from the Adam Gadol Ma'oid that he used to darshan b'ram about a certain thing because when he was young, he didn't realize. And as a kapara, he always darshaned about that inyan which he was mistaken in. That's why it's kalish abakalish. But if you're not tuned in, it's chamura sheba chamura. I was once by a levaya. Someone was nifty young, and the son was already just got married. And I'll never forget. He got up and says, "Tata Zayman Moichel, forgive me. I wasn't mechabed you enough. I didn't honor you enough." So I was thinking, no, I knew the nifta. He was a bal rachamim. He was a good person. He was surely Moichel his son. But are you meichel yourself? Can the person ever forgive himself? Now when the father's nebuch in the oren, now he wakes up. Now he wants mechila. You had a mitzvah, yekara ma'oid, a mitzvah that was a kala. And now you wake up, now you ask mechila. Your father was zichr meichel you. Are you meichel yourself? But this is not uncommon. This is not uncommon that people look back and they say, why did I do that to my parents? Because it's a mitzvah chamura shebechamurais. And that's what the chinuch is teaching us. And that's what we have to chazarain when we see the aseret hadibros in two places. Kabeir asavicha vasimecha is a mitzvah kala, Rabbi Yisai. If you think the kol yigiyos, if you think amaleinu el abonim, it should be a mitzvah kala. I want to tell you the most effective, powerful shmuz that I heard about Kivirov. It was 90 seconds. But I remember it. I get the chills. When I think about it. There were two people and I. We all lived in the same neighborhood in Kensington. And we went to get a ride with one of them. So one asked the other, no, when are you going home? He has a car. When are you going home? We were in Borough Park then. We're going to have to travel home. He says, well, now I'm not going home. Both my parents. They looked at his watch and it was very late. I think it was there at 10 o'clock. Now you're going to your parents? I go to my parents every night. Every night you go to your parents? When are you going home? Maybe I'll wait a few minutes. Because no. It's at least an hour. I check around the house. I read them. I take the mail. I do things. I clean whatever I could. It's at least an hour. Sometimes it's even till 11:30. It doesn't pay waiting. And the other person was in a state of shock. You go to your parents every night. And you're there till 11:30 almost every night? And he asked him, you mean you go every night till 11:30? He was in a state of shock, but he was so irritated, the other person, as if someone touched the raw nerve. So, what are you surprised about? What's such a chiddush that I go to my parents every night? And the word that sends a shudder down my spine, he says, it's my father. It's my mother. Shouldn't I go and help them every single night? It's my father. Don't forget. It's my mother. I shouldn't help them every night. That's why it's a mitzvah kala. If someone thinks, that's my father, and that's my mother, and what it means being a father, and what it means being a mother, that's a mitzvah kala. The Medrashim, Bereishis, Samachei, Tezayin, speaks about the remarkable kibbutz of Rav Shimon Gamliel. How he was a goyin adin in kibbutz, and yet he said, as much as I did, it wasn't 1/100th of what Esav HaRasha did. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying about himself, kol yom ha'isim b'shamesh es abba. So why? Why should he say that he didn't begin to do kibbutz? You know what the answer of Baisai is? Because it was his father. And he thought what the father did for him. And then he realized, it's not enough. It's so lacking. Because that's my father. And that's why Shimon Leo could say, I didn't do enough. And again, you're looking at me like, what am I talking about, right? That's why it's a chamur shebechamur. Because when you will be a parent in Yeretz Hashem, and you'll understand that, you'll see it's basic. I once said, the chinuch says, Shiyakir v'yigmol chesed. We say, Hakaras atayim. That's the lashon of the chinuch, Bemis. In English, he said, I want to repay you for the kindness. But that would be Ashlamas atayim. Why the chinuch coined that phrase, Hakaras atayim? Because the chinuch was a parent. And the chinuch realized it's never, ever, ever possible to repay parents. Because even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was a goyin in Kibbutz, didn't come close to being mekayim. So he said, it's only hakaras atayim. At least recognize, at least be aware of it. Mitzad echad Rabbi Yisai, Kibbutz is a mitzvah kala. Because even a guy, even an ace of HaRasha, could turn out to be the Mustav Kibbutz. But Lida is also Chamura Sheva Chamurais. Because it's the one mitzvah that nobody could do. Because even Avshim and Gamliel realized he didn't come close. Are we doing enough for parents? Are we at least trying to do enough? Are we at least trying to be Makir Toys? Are we Makir Toys? Do we realize at least? Or like that nimshel, that terribly painful nimshel. The Gemara in Kedushin Laman Aleph and Beis speaks about the Heilig Avimi, that although he had five grown children, when he would hear his father knocking on the door, he himself would run, and his Gemara's Lashon is, Rohit va'azul u'pasach le'va'ama, in, I'm coming, tatech kum. And the obvious kasha that you learn is, why did he have to go himself? Avimi was certainly sitting and learning. He had children, gedoyel, grown children. Why did he have to go himself and stop learning? Talk to him, Hashem Matzah. Why didn't he send his children? You know what I think the answer is? Because Avimi realized, it's my father. It's not my children's father. It's my father. And if I live 1,000 years, I'll only be Makir Toys. I won't come close to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So let me at least try. If I have an opportunity, I should give it to someone else. The Gemara in Kedushin, you all learn Aptarfin, the Heilige Aptarfin. The Gemara says he became a stool for his mother. She wanted to get onto the bed, he would get down and she would step on him. She wanted to get off the bed, again, he would be the stepping stool. And you learn the Gemara, the Bainet, what's going on here? And he was Shalmi Ed Nachmer. She was once walking and her slipper ripped and he became her slipper. The Heilige Aptarfin becomes a stool, becomes a slipper. Wasn't that being a bazillion in Kavara? Wasn't he lowering himself? I ate Kavara Torah. You know what the answer is? Because it was his mother. That's all you need to know. Because it was his mother, and there's no way he could ever repay her. So if this is something that I have, he jumped at the opportunity. Aptarfin lived a life of Ashrei Misa Chaman. Every opportunity was a golden opportunity. And it wasn't lowering himself. He was doing what the Gemara in many different Mekairas say. Someone who's Mechabed, father or mother, is Ki'ilu, he's Mechabed the Yevishta Alein. Ki'ilu keep duni, the Gemara says. He wasn't lowering himself, he was elevating himself. It wasn't the Bezoyin, it was the Kavod Atzuma. He was the Mechabed the Shtik Shechina. The Gemara says, Ab Yosef, when he heard his mother coming, Eikim Ikame Shechina. Yeah, they saw the shtik shchin in the mother. It's a mitzvah kala. It's a mitzvah kala if you think that's my parent. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Zolzayin Gesund, writes about a modern din Torah that he had. It was about a kidney. What's a din Torah about a kidney? Two brothers are fighting about a kidney. It seems that their mother was sick, and she needed a kidney transplant. So the older brother said, I'm a Bechar. And a Bechar has the right, I want to give the mother my kidney. And the younger brother says, what do you mean? She stayed in my house. I'm a Bar Mitzvah. And the older brother says, what are you talking about, Mr. Gass? Where does Hilchos Bar Mitzvah come into kidneys? And the other says, but where does Bechar come into kidneys? And Yitzchak Zilberstein was saying, Yisrael Kedosh, and they're fighting about giving a kidney. And this is not Reb Tarfin. This is not Avimi. This is not Reb Shimon Gamliel. These are people in our times. How is it possible? How is it possible that a person literally gives away a shtick zich? You know what the answer is? Because it's my mother. And that's the answer to all the problems. And that's the chesik for all the problems. Because if I live 1,000 years, I can't repay her. But I have an opportunity, Chach Epis. And that's the Gemara, the Chazal definition. If you think about it, it's the mitzvah kala. And if not, it's chamura sheva chamurais. It's a mitzvah kala because an Esav understood. But I think there's another dimension in Kibud Av V'Aim. Now, I once said, I think it's Emma, when you're young, the challenge in life is, are you going to do the right thing? Are you going to learn? Are you going to daven? Are you going to miss davening? When you get a little older, the nesoyim becomes more difficult. What is the right thing? I had this week's child in Kibud Av. I saw the pechus. I didn't know the right thing. I didn't know what the right thing was. You know, when you're young, you know the learning is the right thing. But when it's a question in Kibud Av, you're at loss. You don't know what's the right thing. You know, there's an old kashya, you learn the Chumash. You see the Mama Rachel, Rachel Imenu, how she waited so many years to have children. But as you know, her simcha was short-lived. She never saw Binyamin. And even Yosef, she wasn't zaycha to go to his chasana. We dare not ask why. But the Paiskim, the Chidor and Shurei Brach and Reish HaMalef, Yisrael the Shurei Shavoyda in Shara Koyla Perek Tezvav, quote a Lashon of the Zoya Kaddish. And I'll read you a Lashon of the Yisrael Shurei Shavoyda. The Goydel Ha'oynish Bagir Lahem Tzar Al Yodai. The Oynish that one receives for paining parents. Zok the Zoya Kaddish, Zok this Lashon of the Yisrael Shavoyda. Avshav HaKaronosim Ha'il Hashem Shamayim is Mavuyah in the Zoya. And this is the Lashon of the Zoya. Rachel ihi avarata li isapil avua ibasavay de zora. As you know, Rachel stole the trophim from her father, and the zoya is made, it was kul Hashem Shemayim. But she was Messiah, her father. And Dr. Zoya, for that reason, she was not zoycha to live to see Binyamin. This is not my Hashem Shemayim. That needs L'shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim has to be L'shem Shemayim for space. The Zoya Kaddish is made, it was L'shem Shemayim. But she was Messiah, her parent. And I want to tell you right now emphatically, I don't know what the Chet was. If the Mama Rachel didn't understand it, I certainly don't. But one thing I can tell you, this is how the Eibishter looks at someone who's Messiah, a parent. Even if the Zoya is married L'shem Shamayim. But that's the Oynish Naira. And you know why? You know why? You know why she was punished? Because that was her father. That was her father that she had Chiyav HaKaras HaTov. And it's inexcusable. It's unacceptable for a child to be a Tzaya parent. You know, I'm always in the spoil. I think it's a halacha lemaisa. Maybe it's a sugya shleima in Hilchos Kibud Av. Yaakov received the brachas from Yitzchak. Esav lost the brachas, and the pasuk says Esav knew what he had lost. That was the darkest moment in Esav's life. He just suffered a terrible loss, a tragedy. The pasuk says Vayitzak tafi gedolu umara. Yaakov stole his brachas, and that for him was Churban. And Esav is an Esav, and he decided he's going to kill his brother. Nothing to talk about. But Rabbi says, Shimu Sechinafshachim. Look how an Esav reacted in the most challenging moment of his life. He was uncontrollable, the kas, the anger. Yet the pasuk is Vayeme Esav Belivai Yikrivu Yemei Evel Avi Vahargas Yaakov. As uncontrollable as he was, the Retzeach that he was, did he kill him on the spot? He's going to wait until Yitzchak dies. Why? Zok Rashi Shlo Yitzaya Es Abba. Esav, the uncontrollable Rasha, that nothing stops him. But you know what controlled his life? You know what dictated his every move? You know what was unthinkable even by Esav HaRasha? Shelo Yitzaya Es Abba. You know why? Because even Esav understood, that's my father. How could I cause my father Agmas Nefesh? Isn't Kibud Av a mitzvah kala? That even an ace of harasha, besides the asay toiv, but look how he thought before he did something, because that's my father. And again I tell you, I don't know what Rachel's chet was, but I see what it means, shlo yitzaya es abba. I once spoke with someone who I think was doing something wrong with parents. So he was quick to quote the Gemara in Yevamos Bava Metzia, that if the father says to do something that's connected to halacha, you don't listen. I told him he didn't learn the Gemara right. He made a pasha to toys. Look at the Gemara, and you will see a sugya shleima shela yitzaya es abba. Let's learn the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara pasha pshat. Gemara is in Yevamos, in Bava Metzia. The father tells the child, be mechal Shabbos. Yachol zok to Gemara Yikibud Av Doicha Shabbos is a pasuk of Gzeres Hakosev Ish Imev Aviv Tiro Veshav Soisei Tishmor. We would say Tatsa de Mitzvah Harasha. I say Mechal of Shabbos, and the Gemara Matzah Zich Yachol Yishmoy. We need a pasuk. So the Gemara Vaita, the father says, be Metama to Ameis Yachol Yishmoy Apo Gzeres Hakosev. Do you see how Chazal have been gitzitit? How Chazal trembled in saying no to a parent? That even if the father's a Rasha, Mechal of Shabbos, that wants to use me a Tamil Mason, Yachol Yishmalai. And it's a Gzeres HaKosev, and without the Gzeres HaKosev, Zot the Arsameach, the Gemara is teaching how a person has to be careful not to say no. And even in this clear quote, clear-cut situation. It's a Yachol Yishmalai. There's a Gzeres HaKosev. You know why? Because that's your father. And if you live 1,000 years, it won't be enough. Go and be Messiah him. Now, Avada, I must say, there are times that a child is not supposed to listen. And that you need a Hetamei Rabbanim. And for parents, there's a different sugya. I'm speaking only to children tonight. Parents that hear what I'm saying and take me out of context, I would feel very disturbed about that. Because there are times, looking in Shulchan Aruch, looking at Trumas HaDesh and Amavel Diketshuva, but I don't want to even begin with that. But I'm talking to children. And that's what the Zohar is teaching us. L'shem Shamayim Ahim, L'shem Shamayim Aher. But look what happened to Rachel. And maybe the shot is, again, another aspect of Chamurah Sheba Chamurah. I'll tell you about the words of the Goyin, which you won't understand. But I believe that's another dimension of Chamurah Sheba Chamurah. Because there's nothing as painful. There's nothing as terribly painful in a parent's life when a child doesn't listen. Zok to Goyin, he teaches a pasuk in Mishle Yudalit, pasuk Yud Gimel, Mavel Dikiverta. Telling you, Mavel Dikiverta. She'ein la'odam ba'olam hazeh shum simcha ba'olam. Zok to Goyin, a person is never happy in this world. Avas Mishle. Ki ma simcha yesh la'odam simcha yoyse la'od mi bonim. What simcha? A person has children. V'tzar gidol bonim kashu mikuvam. Zok to Goyin, a person had no simcha. Because with all the simcha he has, comes the tzagid l'banim, and it negates all the simcha. And he gives a heartbreaking muscle of a melech that found a most valuable shulchan, a table, from the medjish. And all he called was, look at this, this is my life, this is my most precious prized possession. And everybody says, yeah, you're right, until a chacham came. And the Chacham says, King, watch out. Watch out, this shouldn't turn into being your biggest aggravation. He goes, why? He goes, wait. And the king, wherever he went, he carried the shulchan. He went sailing, he had the shulchan there. And one day, unfortunately, the shulchan fell into the water. And the king sent all his divers and his swimmers, go get my shulchan, that's my life. But they weren't able to do it. And then the king had no chesed to live. And the Chacham said, I told you, King. Kach mekublani zvashen emedjus. Because children are the parents' greatest source of simcha, of happiness. And at the same time, if they don't realize what it means being a child, that's the greatest source of aggravation that makes life not worth living for. Like the Goyen's Lashon, Tagid Labonim Kashim Mikulam. And you can understand this. I spoke to Bachar and I said, do you know what you're doing to your parents? He says, why do they care? They're successful, my father's a Chashev Yid, I have other brothers, why can't I live my own life? And that is why it's a Chamura Sheba Chamura. Because he doesn't know that he's literally destroying his parents. Parents tell me, and it hurts, he doesn't realize what he's doing to us. He's good and he's erlich, but he doesn't realize what he's doing to us. A father spoke to me the other night. He says, trust me, I didn't sleep a whole night because of what my child's doing. Do you understand that? He's a nice person, he's a respected person, so go to sleep because one day it's a child. Because you're not a parent. And you don't realize, like the Goyen says, Ma simcha yesh li adam. I once was involved with a problem, a child that didn't get along with his parents, and I saw there was nothing that was going to help the situation. So I told the couple, the mother particularly, to listen, you have children, you have already grandchildren, it doesn't seem to be getting any place. Just try to forget about this child. And she says, are you a parent? Did you say forget about a child? And I said, I'm sorry, you're right. You're 100% right. I said something in Irish. Tell a parent to forget about a child. And that's why it's chamur shebechamur. Because a child doesn't know what he's doing to his parents. Rav Volba writes, and there's another chamur shebechamur. Habonim afheim hinam bali batim al hareyim. Shemein marim lahem ha'oris ponim. If he doesn't show that relationship that a child is supposed to have with parents, he's destroying his parents. And you don't understand that. To say, I'm a balabas on my parents' life. And maybe, you can understand it. But that's the absolute reality. You know, I speak to parents, to say, Tachir. And in every situation, believers, come out every situation, I hear in the background, he's controlling my life. They're worried about this, and they can't have manuch until it's solved. They're worrying about that, whatever it is. But the underlying principle is, just like Rav Volba writes, Habonim afhein hinam balabatim al hareyim. And it's marvel, the gift, I could hear them saying it, almost. They don't realize it, of course. You tell them, so forget about it. No, you don't say that. That's so insensitive. The child doesn't realize it. And maybe he doesn't even mean it. But that's why it's chamur shebechamures. And I want to tell you, as a good techava, it's mole yahava. But I'm very, very worried. Because I've seen too many problems. Problems that come from a good shayus. Because you're going to have to make decisions in your life. Even now, young bachur. And invariably the decision is about the two most important things in your life. Your parents or your learning. Spending time with parents, but I'm not learning. Taking off time from learning to help parents. Traveling home for Shabbos, traveling to a family simcha, and you get older, oh, then it becomes problems. Choosing a yeshiva, choosing a siddur, choosing a future in life, and then when you have a family, then it's like juggling two different worlds. your own world, your own family, your own panos, and your parents. There's no klal. Or better yet, Rabbi Yankov Chanel Rachu once told me, the greatest klal is to listen as nishtatan klal. The most important klal is to remember there's no klal. And if that was said, stam, how much more by chamura sheba chamura? But remember, besides, of course, the Gemara, the Mechaba, the Gadol, Talmud Torah, Yosef Mikibarov, but there's another sugi that you have to always be aware of. And that is Kibarov is chamura sheba chamura. Now, mitzvah halacha, there's a lot to talk about. I'm not even getting into that now. Because the same Gemara and the same Shulchan Aruch says, if parents need children, then mechoyiv. I'm not talking about that now. But I'm talking about the chamura sheba chamura. How that mechayiv a child to make a cheshbon, am I doing the right thing? You know, Chazal said, like, toishmiya gedoyle miriya. Seeing something is so much more powerful than hearing about it. I once learned the Yishalmi in Sukkah Paragimel. Oy loy lezeh. He's doing a mitzvah and it's an aveira. He thinks it's a schus and it's a chayiv. He thinks it's an asay and it's a grubber loisasay. He thinks for him it's going to be a schus in the ayim hadin and it's going to be a churban for him. But I see that all too often. A person forgets about the chamurah shebechamurah. How to juggle these responsibilities needs a shmooze for itself. But I implore you, when you make a decision, don't forget about the sugi of chamura sheba chamura. I once asked my Rebbe Zal Zangezun, so I'm not sure I'm talking. I said, the Zoya, I can't understand, we can't understand, but what's the limit? Why did the Paiskin bring it? So he said, Fashtetzach, there's nothing to talk about. This is Zadik and Medatzing and Chotasayra. But he said, he thinks there is episode of Maisa. He asked, was Rachel 100% Oiske Halpin? Yes, she meant L'shem Shemayim, without question. But was it Oiske Cheshbin? Was it Durchgetracht enough? What did she gain? If she stole the Trafim and her father was a Baal Tshuva, but what did he do properly? He went to the store and bought new Avodah Zarah. And then he added, she had a Paisik. She had a husband, the God Lado Yaakov Avinu. Did she ask him? And he said, even if it's a Shem Shemayim, but if it's not a 100% Oiske Halten, then you're left with a Tsar of other than Imai. That's the klal I want to give you tonight, Rabbi Yisai. There's no klal, and each shayla is a shayla of chamurah v'shebechamurah. But the klal is to ask. To ask a chacham that understands. Binyan yaladim stira, how often I see that. They mean well, people mean well, but you're young and inexperienced. You don't know what it means, keep it up. You don't know the tsar of shalai yitzaya as abba. And you look back and say, oh, you evolved. What did I do? There's no klal. But the only klal is to ask a shayla. Yisrael Kedoshim, they run to Rabbanim, a shayla on every nidnud, any suffix. And how about chamura sheba chamurais? Remember this klal. There's no greater source of simcha to your parents. And that's why Ashrei Chamon. But then again, like the Goyim says, there's no greater source of Agmas Nefesh. And for that, Ashrei Mishalei Chamon. But I think there's one more nekuda in this Chamura Sheba Chamura. Every person wants to succeed. Every person wants to be matzliach on what he does. Whether it's learning, eventually Shaduchim, Panosa, raising family, Gesund. And everybody does anything possible to achieve success. We all know, as for Meyidin, we all be Yad Hashem. We are Kechayme B'Yad HaYaitza. But like to quote one Gadol, Klal Yisrael, we live in a dar, he told me, of brachas and skulas. People are busy running for brachas and looking for skulas. I want to tell you a skula. I want to tell you a bracha that Havayachu the Eibishter gave us. The Lashon Tanit of Eliyahu Perik Chavav, and if you're not familiar, that was Eliyahu HaNavi himself, gave us what he was Mekabel. And the words speak for themselves. Kol Mevakesh Yomim Vishonim. A person wants Kezunt, he wants years, Arichas Yomim. The Oisha doesn't mean the Narisha Oisha, but he means the real Oisha Achayim, Hatzlach in learning and children. The Chavoid ain't Kavod al Torah. And he continues, Chayim She'ein Lahem Soif the Kates the Tachlis. Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what a person runs his whole life for, brachas and skulas? Zog Tanit Be'el Yohu. Yase es etzayin oviv shebashamayim ves etzayin oviv v'imay. The greatest bracha, the greatest skula, is Ashrei Misha Chaman, and someone who's mechabin oviv v'imay. Is this a chiddush? We laid it in this week's Sedra. The key mitzvah of Kibbutz, the pasuk concludes, L'man Yitavloch, Zok the Sifurna, Zok the Rabbeinu Bechai. That's going on Oilam Hazeh. They're like the Mishnah says, Odom Oichel Peirseyem Be'Oilam Hazeh. B'Yor HaSadikim writes, why was Yankov of all the Ovais Zoychel and Mitosei Shleima that he had Shiftei Ka? Because it was a question of a Shidduch. And he didn't run to Shulchan Aruch and see, I don't have to listen to my parents. He followed his parents' direction, and that's why he was zoyach to Shiftei Ka. That's the man Yitavloch. I just saw on the Maisi Ish Chelik Dal, the newest Chelik, they asked the Chazen Ish, in a time that they were hoping he would answer. Usually he wouldn't even recognize that question. And they asked him, Rebbe, B'mezah Chisa, why were you zoyach to be the Chazen Ish? So it was a Zman that he was answering, and he says, in the schus of my kibbutz, I'm looking at the Maisa Ish. Look at the kibbutz that yid had. That's not the chiddush that I see in the Tanna de Be'eliyahu. That's l'man yitavloch, that every yid believes that was given in the Seres HaDibros. But what I was concerned about, look at the formula. It's tantamount to kvir. Do ratzon Hashem and ratzon kavri of the imoy. In the same sentence, in the same breath, are those two equal? But you know something? It's not a kasha. Chazal all over said, "Hukshu chvoidam lechvoid hamakim." The Gemara says, "Hushva kasev kavid of the imai, moira mikala of the imai, keilu kibduni, keilu tziruni." The Yishalmi and Peyer says even more than chvoid Hashem. And I once made a whole list of halachas. Halachas, pshutas, that are based on this analogy. That hukshu kvoidam l'chvoid hamokim. And that's the most positive shot in chamura sheba chamurais. To see the shtik shchin in your parents. To see that the Tanit Be'eliyahu is saying dvarim pshutim. That's the greatest bracha. That's the greatest skula. Remember that. I once had to tell a bacha something stark, and I says, you should know you're playing with fire. And then I said, I'm sorry. I want to rephrase that. You're dealing with a diamond. You're dealing with a gem. You're dealing with your parent that hooks you chvoidam lechvoid hamakim. It's not only playing with fire, but you have a diamond. You have something that Chazal say is the bracha of everything, is the greatest skula. There's no klal. But the klal is, this is the greatest skula. A balabas, a very busy balabas, busy with a business and family. I can't give so much. I don't have so much to give. I didn't have time and I didn't have kaychiv. I told him, you're making a mistake. You don't have to give. Mitzvah of kibbutz is taking. I told him once, I once heard from Rav Safi Lev Zichron Levracha. He told the story of Yankel. Yankel was a terrible miser. He was the town's miser. He didn't know how to give, even if his life depended on it. By he ayoim, he went out sailing, and he fell off the boat, and he was drowning. So someone saw him, and someone realized that his life was in danger, and he went running, and said, Yankel, Yankel, give me dein hand, give me your hand, I want to save you. So Yankel says, ich geb nicht, I don't give. I never gave, I'd rather die, I'm not giving. But he's delirious. Yanko, give me your hand. I might ask you for a dandava. He goes, I don't care. I don't know how to give. And he sees Amish. Yanko's atat. So he's a chacham. He goes, Yanko, nem mein hand. Take my hand. Oh, taking? That I know how to do. A funny story. But that, Rabbeisai, is the message of the Tana de Ber Eliyahu. You think you're giving your parents? You're not giving your parents. You know what you're getting? You're getting the Yad Hashem. You're getting the Brach of the Yevishta of Yamim V'Shanim V'Oisha V'Chavayt of Chayim She'ein Lem Saif V'Keitz V'Tachlis. You don't have to give parents. You have to take from parents. If you realize Ashrei Misha Chomon, if you realize the Schus of Kibirav, you're getting much more than you're giving. Tayra Boisai, embrace this mitzvah. Take this mitzvah that will help you. That is the yisoid of your atzlacha. And the more that you grow in this mitzvah, the more that you understand what the mitzvah is, the more that you realize the chshivas of this mitzvah, you'll realize Ashrei Misha Chaman.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.